למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדבר שלום בה, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבק שתו
לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in tens.
בוקר טוב חברים, אנחנו נקרא קטע מתוך מאמר של רבש.
Good morning friends, we'll read an excerpt from Rabash.
צריך האדם טרם הלימוד
from
להתבונן
what is the Torah and the work in the path of the Creator.
כלומר, אם הוא עוסק בתורה מטעם התורה בעצמה, כדי לדעת את הדינים של מעשה
If one engages in the Torah itself in order to know the judgments of the mitzvot, how to carry them out, or the study of the Torah itself is his entire intention. In order to know the halachot and flavors of the mitzvot, it's a totally different story, meaning that he studies the Torah for two purposes. And even when he studies the Torah, there is still a need to discern what's the reason he studies for. As it says, and you shall engage in it day and night, or he studies in order to draw the light of the Torah, in order to revoke his evil inclination. As it is said, I have created the Torah as a spice, because the light in it reforms him. By this, he will be rewarded with faith, and as it is said, the light in it reforms him.
So, friends, we have questions. The first one is, what do we want to gain from this lesson? What do we want to gain from this lesson?
I think as we just read, we mostly want to attain a kli that the light can influence, where the light can shine and say, and correct us.
And for my friends to attain this, and I'll do everything in my power to give my friends the correct intention during the lesson.
Well, friends said what the intention should be, and when we come here every morning, there's this question in mind of, did I come ready or not? And we see that from day to day, our preparation is actually in the day before, then the night before, everything we did before. And you come here, the feeling is that you need the light in order to go through the next day.
Yes, the light will give me the strength to pray for the friends, to live for them. And in this lesson, that's what we need. We need to receive the power of bestowal in the ten, to bestow contentment to the Creator.
Yeah, the place is the ten and the prayer is for the friends. Now we are before the lesson, and like it says here, there is the commandment of studying the Torah. We want some force to come and make a correction. And only towards that we need to be connected, not to gain new knowledge or philosophize about anything or just blab, but to get that force that will connect us.
Yes, to reach a state where there's an effort to connect so that we're rewarded with a prayer for the friends and for the Creator.
That will be rewarded with making the right efforts towards the Creator, towards the system that envelops us and wants to nourish us and give us everything and nurture us and give us its mind. And we just want to annul before it and integrate with it and receive the treatment from it.
So we'll continue to the second question. What should we do in order to allow the light to work on us in the best possible way? So what should we do in order to allow the light to work on us in the best possible way?
We have
to do whatever we can in order to come to equivalence of form with the Creator. And the best way we have in the lesson is just to pray for the friends. Try to make it so that all these 3 hours, thinking about the friends, integrating with their deficiency, their desire, and want to be kind of a conduit for them.
Yes, to feel that I'm only serving, like a type of conduit. The light passes through me, and I only direct it towards the friends.
Open the heart towards the friends, make efforts to get closer to them and ask the Creator to connect our hearts.
Yesterday afternoon, I got to sit down and eat lunch with a couple of friends, and a friend sitting in front of me told me a sentence which I heard 1,000 times, but, well, he said, we should adhere to his properties, his attributes. And it was engraved like that. I don't know. The friend said it and it was just engraved in me. And since yesterday afternoon, I'm going with that sentence, adhere to his properties. If he's merciful, you should be merciful to resemble him.
Yeah, it's very strong. What can I say? That he will connect our hearts, turn them to one heart, or tensfilot, a partsuf, that like a heart that beats. And maybe today in the lesson we'll make another effort and another effort towards that.
And the light works on us best when we're together, when we remember that we have this common feeling, we're one group, and with us we have friends from all over the world and Israel as well. You just have to lift your head up and look at the screens a little bit, try to feel who these friends who are with us are and how together we all enter this lesson. And it works on that.
Yeah, to feel the common effort of the whole world Kli and focus on the friends who are making this huge effort to connect and ask the light to finish this work. And when we feel the yearning and greatness of the friends, then, well, individually everyone's effort is perfect. We just need to feel the friends' efforts. And then we will come to the strong prayer and the equivalence of form with the upper force.
That's actually all that's demanded of us, to be in that effort, to break those walls between us, to feel each other. Nothing else is demanded of us, nothing beyond that. It's not demanded of us to succeed in connecting, that's something that the Creator does. But what's asked of us is that common effort, supporting each other constantly and throughout the lesson, that's how we build the Kli.
Yeah, and to be thankful and joyful for this opportunity. It's not taken for granted that we have another day here together with Rav and the books and the friends, that we have such an environment that helps us move forward. And that's also an important part of the equivalence of form, to maintain this wholeness and gratitude.
Let's continue that. Let's continue with everything we heard and absorbed in the preparation into the lesson now. And most of all, make sure that this atmosphere exists in the ten.
מה עוד אפשר להוסיף ש בשיעור הזה להגיד בבוקר חסדך
להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך להגיד בבוקר חסדך להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות ואמונתך